Walking down the street, some average man in his late 20s compliments an attractive girl in her early 20s that has orange hair. It's a hot day and it appears that it's a small, coy comment being passed from one unsuspecting stranger to another. Guy one, nice hair. Girl one, what the fuck? I just can't escape it. She keeps walking. He stops. Guy one, come again? Girl one, just because I have orange hair doesn't mean I have to get every asshole on the street saying something. Is it really a big deal? Guy one, whoa lady, I just said you have nice hair. Nothing loaded and it does happen to be orange. Girl one, stepping out of it now, huh? Don't bullshit me. It was the orange and that's that. Guy one, move on, you crazy jackneck. I was actually complimenting you on your style. But, you quickly ruined that. Fuck off. He continues walking without a hitch. She turns to walk, stops and turns back around genuinely into this guy's shit. Girl one, excuse me. Guy doesn't respond. Excuse me louder, I'm sorry. This guy stops and turns around. Guy one, what? Girl one, I'm sorry I was such a shit to you. It's been a bad day and I just fucking hate people. Guy one, it's okay. Don't apologize to me, though. If you hate people and walk around here with hair like that, then you are examining a sword sharp death wish. Girl one, you have time for a cup of coffee? Guy one, sure, let's go. They saunter up the street in silence to a nearby coffee house called Tomorrow's Grounds, quote, they have a seat after silence and a cup of coffee. Girl one, so, what's your name? Guy one, it's really not that important. But, let's just go with guy for now. Girl one, good, then just call me girl for now. Guy one, perfect. Girl one again, I'm sorry for my shit attitude on the streets. I just got fired from my job as a hairstylist. It was a bogus reason and they paid fucking well. Guy one, shit like that happens. So, do you have the orange hair to pull in the clients or is it really to your liking? Girl one, it's me. I love the color, but I get fed up with the eternal stream of comments and looks. Guy one, why is it that people like us like hot coffee on such a hot fucking day as today? Girl one, we probably figure we are already hot, how much hotter can it get? Plus, we're addicted to the caffeine, so what the fuck? Guy one, good points. So, back to the initial point. Just change your hair color. Girl one, fuck no. I'm not going to compromise myself for other people and their affront on my tastes. Guy one, sure, sure, and then run into strangers and complain about it. You either like it and shut the fuck up about it or change your hair color to blend in with the rest of us. Girl one, good tone. I genuinely like your style. But, no. I won't change and prefer to complain. Guy one, so, you're just one of those people then. Girl one, what do you mean by one of those people? Guy one of those pouty modern age hip folks that need to rally for a cause caught up in your hair, clothes and piercings. Then, when the world doesn't just acquiesce and decide you are different, you then complain to everyone about it. That's the kind of person I'm talking about and quite frankly, I'm tired of your sort. Girl one, first of all, thanks for the encouragement. Second, I'm not some pouty hip whatever the fuck you called me kind of girl. I'm who I am. The random, and chosen, collection of influences both internal and external that the world sees. Sure, I have chosen this hair color and I'm happy with that. But, what gives you the big idea to lump me into a misplaced and badly characterized stereotype? Guy one, I lump you in with all the rest, because you are deserving of it. It hasn't taken me long to figure out what your shtick is. And if that is a stereotype, so be it. Your kind of folk is getting old. Now don't get me wrong, there are some good ideas brewing upstairs in that angry hip brain of yours, but it isn't being executed correctly. Just doesn't go over the way it should. Capito? Girl 1, do you do consulting work?
Guy 1, what do you mean?
Girl 1, if you don't, you should. One smart motherfucker with all the answers.
I should have hired you instead of inviting you out to coffee.
You aren't going to charge me for this session, are you?
I mean, you have all of it figured out.